illuminated. And it's a pick of the day. Have to get the youth, them a stray. So me burn them out, burn them out. I know I filter dirty things from them out. Me burn them out, illuminate. And it's a pick of the day. Have to get the youth.
Oh man, give it the bag of a light to the boy that. What a fucking week it has been. Moke and friends, thank you for joining me. This is Moke and Moke in the morning. Oh man, you know, it's been a crazy week. I had a court date and I went to court and it was fine. Only thing about that court date which was weird, but I get it. You know, I'm not mad at it. You know, I didn't have nothing to do in the morning. So I went to court at 9. When I went to court, it was about at least 65 to 70 people in the courthouse. Now, in the courthouse, you know, they let you know, the defendants, the family, the friends, whatever in there. However, this time, they only let the defendants in there because it was so many motherfuckers. They even had niggas like standing in single file lines and shit. And so, being in the courtroom, the one thing I hate, well, I just don't have any patience. So when them motherfuckers say, we are about to go in alphabetical order, I let out a Japanese sigh, or anime sigh, I should say. Because, like, my last name is a W, you know? So I'm just like, yo, all these motherfuckers. But what I will say is that I was out the court by before 10 o'clock. So it wasn't that bad. But 65 to 70 people in the courtroom, and damn near everybody was in there for the same charge. Okay? Now, what the crazy thing is that for this charge, they're like, yo, okay, y'all could plea out, you know what I'm saying? Which mine was just, you know, it was a fine. It was kind of hefty, but it was a fine. You know, so whatever. But, you know, other niggas was getting fines and probation and shit. So I was like, wow, that's fucking crazy. But on the condition, though, they were like, yo, y'all niggas, y'all can leave today, but y'all got to go to the jailhouse and they're going to book you and release you. Now, I was like, you know, because I came to court dressed, you know, good. You know, I had some slacks on. I had some gray slacks, a red shirt, and some red Vans. It was great, man. The guard was like, oh, dope. So, I leave court, and so they're like, yo, you got to go to the jail before 5. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. So, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go now, get it over with. So, I go, and when we go, they're like, yo, you know, y'all can leave your phones and stuff in the car, whatever, whatever. But I didn't feel like getting up, so I was just like, you know, they're going to just put it in where they keep your belongings and stuff. So, I go into the jail. They take us in like 3 at a time. They book me, you know what I'm saying? They ask me all types of questions, look at tattoos, they ask me about tattoos, which is weird, only have 2. And kind of self-explanatory. And then they're like, all right, you know, put this on. Crazy thing is, they let me go to jail, you know, with my clothes on. They just made me put the jail shirt over it. And the crazy thing was, is they let me go into jail with my clothes on, you know, shoes, everything. And they did not make me empty out my motherfucking pockets. Meaning, I had my cell phone, I had my car keys, all that shit, my wallet, I had all that shit. Everything that they only thing they took from me was my ID. So, I'm in jail like, yo, we can, like, if I was one of these hood ass niggas, I'd be on Instagram live like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sitting in jail, and so, like, hour goes by. And so, it's probably about, like, 6 of us in a cell. Now all these people I'm in the cell with, I'm like, yo, these are the same niggas from the courthouse. So we all come cool, chilling, whatever. 3 niggas go out. So I'm sitting there like, alright, you know, I don't know how long these niggas been in there, but they couldn't have been there that long. We were on court together. So we go out, take our mugshots, do fingerprints. I'm looking for my mugshot because I actually cheesed on my mugshot. I smiled. They do a fingerprint. Everybody was real cool. So I'm sitting there. I pass out for like 20 minutes. I'm tired. I wake up. I'm like, all right, cool. Stomach starts rumbling. Fuck. Now, when we got in the jail, right when we walked in, they were already passing out the trays and shit. I'm not one for jail food anyway. So we get into cell. I tell the cop, like, yo, man, I'm hungry. You know, they're kind of passing out shit. When we came in, the cop was like, all right, I got you. Like, why are Odessa police officers cool? Like, why are they nice? Like, why is Odessa a shitty town, but the cops are cool? Cops are cooler than the fucking people. But, so he goes against the trustee, and he's like, yo, my man Moog. He didn't say Moog, but he was like, yo, can you get, yeah, extra plate? Dude was like, yeah. He brought the plate. As I predicted, it was the most disgusting looking shit ever. It was like, what was it, salad with thousand dressing island, what it looked like. So it says, it was like mashed potatoes that looked like them hoes sat out for a good month or two. Cornbread with some white stuff on it that looked like it was moldy. Two slices of bread and two slices of, I guess, bologna. Why does jail bologna look fake? But it crazy thing is, it looked fake, but it smelled delicious because I picked it up and I touched it in my hand. And so I'm sitting there and I'm starving. I don't want to eat this shit. So they give me water. Then the water has like the Kool-Aid mix. So I get that, mix it with the shit. That shit just tastes like water with Kool-Aid in it with no sugar. So I'm like, all right, whatever. It's ice cold. Cool. So crazy thing is, it's me and two other dudes in the cell. And we can't go out because we're waiting on this other guy to finish getting booked and shit. So I'm like, fuck it. Picked my sandwich up. Slapped the bread on it. I picked the sandwich up. I proceed to open my mouth. Pause. And put the sandwich in it. Pause again. And I guess the first pause didn't matter. But proceeded to do that. And right when I was about to take a bite, door opened, guard. All right, y'all, let's go. Ric Flair, motherfucker. I really didn't want to eat that, but I didn't know how long I was going to be in there. So we all had a good laugh. Dude was like, yo, you can't leave until you eat all your shit. But he was just joking. Got the fuck out of there. Got out of there. Went to my nigga Mondo's house. And we did what we do. And, like, you know, shout out to Mondo. I think he's going, he's in California right now, driving to Mexico and flying to Costa Rica for a month. I am salty. But both of us cannot be gone out of West Texas at the same time because the place will fall to shit. So it was his turn. I did my Cali thing, and I do my Austin thing very frequently. So that's how it is. Yeah, so I cut my dreads. I don't know if I said that last podcast. But the dreads are cut. It does no longer feel hot as fuck anymore. There's no longer insta sweat. And I don't look like I will rob you at night. You know what I'm saying? I don't look like a Chirakian. So you can walk on the same side of the street with me now, people. What else is going on? Oh, I am on a Colombian diet. I love it. Shout out to Mia. Mia, oh man, keep a nigga fat. Mia's like my second mom. But shout out Mia. You know what I'm saying? She said she's going to detox me. Has me drinking lettuce and apples. She blends. And you know what's crazy is I've literally been a vegetarian for the past 2 weeks. Well, I won't say vegetarian. I have eaten meat at least once a week. You know, it's just, you know, like, I don't mind it. I don't fucking mind it. What else we got going on? Shout out to Timothy. Southside Hippie coming soon. That tour should be coming soon. Shout out Rex. Shout out Els. Shout out Jake Lloyd. Anya always says I never shout her out. But I can recall a couple times I have. Yeah, there's just a lot of shit going on. Podcast, Mocha Friends. Like I always say, still trying to brand, rebuild, do whatever. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had any podcasts in Midland. I've had one. But that one drops in like 2 weeks or something. But yeah, but nonetheless, this was my second time. You know what's so crazy? Nah, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, but this is my second time in Odessa jail. The first time I was in Odessa jail for a public intoxication, I was there for about 8 hours. You know, so this one was very short, very sweet. It's crazy because every time, you know, one thing I will say about Odessa jail is that niggas aren't really, like, the inmates aren't really that crazy. Everybody's kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's just kind of on that whatever. But who am I? I don't go to jail for long periods of time, so I don't plan on it. Oh, 4:44 a.m. p.m. I don't fucking know. But shout out to Jay for dropping a very poetic album. Like, I don't know if niggas are realizing what, you hear that? I don't know what niggas are realizing. Are niggas not realizing that what the fuck Jay is doing right now? This nigga dropped a fucking poetic album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking like this nigga dropped the album where it's like when you listen to Jay's music, it's like that kid who you know is gonna get like a 95 or up on their research paper, but the only reason why you check it out, because you know it's gonna be good, but you check it out just to see what the topic is. And then see how they go on that topic. Like, I will say, like, I'm not gonna be one of the ones to be like, oh yeah, Jay-Z's album is better than Kendrick Lamar's album. Because I feel, like I said, I feel like Kendrick Lamar's album was kind of something for self. Like, Logic's album was an album for everybody, obviously. You know, I feel like some white people might feel a certain way about it. But I feel like Logic's album, Everybody, was for everybody. Kendrick's album, Damn, is for self, meaning it's for you within. And Jay's album is like, yo, you're getting personal Jay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, fuck myself. I'd rather have personal Jay, man. But, not saying that about Kenny Lattimore. But Kendrick Lamar, I just like saying Kenny Lattimore. But I mean, this is great. This is fucking great. Like, Tidal is so ill that they dropped Jay-Z's album. And when you go in the new release, you see Jay-Z's 444, then you see Magna Carta, and then you see Blueprint, and then you see Jay-Z album. That's smart. It's like, yo, if I'm on top of some shit like that, cool. Like, I didn't even check to see what other albums dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the power Hove has, man. That's the fucking power Hove has. You know? So I'm excited just about, I'm excited, dog. Like, I'm really excited to get off this fucking podcast and listen to it again. And if it wasn't such a Jay exclusive, I would like have some part of the album or a 30-second snippet or something as an intro or outro. But I'm sure SoundCloud would Dikembe Mutombo that shit and be like, no, 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 not in my house. So I'm not going to do it. But I advise y'all to get that album, whether you got to bootleg it, whether you got to get Tidal, whether you got to get a Sprint phone or something. But get that album, man. That's a great album. A nice, solid 10. That's, man, that fucking jigger, man. That motherfucking jigger, man. But, yeah, so, anyway, I'm living in Midland, as I said. It's so crazy that Midland and Odessa are like the same shit, separated just by a couple miles, but they look so fucking different. Like in Midland, like I'm looking at Midland right now, this is skyline. Skyline, like it's beautiful from right here, you know what I'm saying? It's not that bad. But like Odessa just looks like it's from the 70s. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I love the 70s, but you can't have a place looking like it's the 70s and have the city closed, so. I don't know. I'm just a hater. I just need to get back to a city, I guess. Why'd I move out here? I don't know. But, man, it's great, man. Is there any more shout-outs? Shout-out my kids. Shout-out my son. Shout-out my daughters. Rest in peace, Rosara. My angel, I love you. Oh, man. Birthday's coming up next month. My birthday, July 21st, and Rosara's birthday, July 23rd. She would have been 2. Oh, man. It's Friday. It's going to be a great weekend, I suppose. I might try to go out dolo. Like, I've never really gone out dolo here, but I think I'm going to go out dolo. Just see what these hoes is hitting for. See what the crook is looking like, you know. One thing I will say. Keep enemies close and your friends far away. Or keep your friends close to your, I don't know. But, you know, man, what I will say, people are funny. You know, I just, not no, like, pun, whatever, but I just advise people to just maybe be humble a little bit. Because though some people have success, doesn't mean you're always going to have success. Anything can happen. But you know what? I'm just a guy who suffers from depression nobody listens to. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are changing like the seasons, who may be getting a little bit Hollywood, or just kind of feeling herself a little bit. And I get it. I get it. I'm just the same old guy. You know, I'm trying to evolve, but my evolution is slowed. Shout out to Chamathy. I'm a late bloomer. You know what I'm saying? So I just advise you people, slow down. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to be humble to everybody, but be humble to the people that are in your corner. That's just me just saying this, because lately I've been coming across just a lot of people, different scenarios, seeing other friends go through shit like that, or even my friends, you know, like, you know, and I always say, this is how I say it, tell white people who say nigga, you can say nigga, but if you say nigga, you gotta say it in front of me, you gotta say it in front of that nigga from the south side, nigga from the north side, that hood bitch right there, like, you can't just say it, whatever. So, if you're gonna switch up on me, make sure, if we're ever in person, you act that same switched up way. Hope that makes sense. Moking friends, motherfucker. Moking motherfucking friends. Moking TGI motherfucking F. Moke in Midland. Moke in West Texas. Moke in Odessa. Moking these thoughts. Smoking these crooks. Moking these books. And moking these hooks. Thank y'all. We got to build this podcast up, people. I was actually in, I won't want to say talks, but I was talking with Podcast One, which is a very big podcast network, and they were interested in your boy, but they were like, yo, you got to have 40K plays per episode. I was like, oh, not even close, but to the people that are rocking with me, we going to make it. It might be a couple years, but we going to make it. Shout out to everybody, though. You know what I'm saying? I think my dad kicked me out the family, according to him. Which, I'm cool with that. I've been cool with not having family. I got kids. That's my family. But, shout out to y'all. Shout out to Moke and Friends. Shout out to the Moke and the Friends Friends. Shout out to all my guests. Shout out to all my future guests. Shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to my future listeners, supporters, and sponsors. Thank you. We love you. I'm about to get a fucking haircut in a couple hours. The time is 9:37 a.m. on June 30th, 2017. I am Sincere Tomoki. If you never knew Moke, that's what my full alias is, I guess. Sincere Tomoki. I wish y'all a great Friday. Whatever you do, wear a condom. You know what I'm saying? And...
For the youths, tell me if I is this. One is gripping on the brains like a vice grip. Cause Babylon a miss. Babylon a miss. Illuminati.
Had it topic of the day. Have to get the youths, them a stray. So me burn them out, burn them out. I know I filter dirty things from them out. Me burn them out. Illuminati. Had it topic of the day. Have to get the youths, them a stray. So me burn them out, burn them out. I know I filter dirty things from them out. Me burn them out. Some boy them on a way icon. Me got them sacrifice them friend right. And fi involve in a Illuminati guy plan. But I stay pure like the green, so me not the white sun. Tell them gunmen off the hide from. It best if them kill me from now. My blood them better spill it from now. Yeah, me not sell me soul, me not bow. Me not worship, no goat, no oko. Illuminati. Had it topic of the day. Have to get the youths, them a stray. So me burn them out, burn them out. I know I pollute the stream with them dirty tongue. Yo, me burn them out. Illuminati. It's a big idea. Happy gets the youths, them a stray. So me burn them out, burn them out. I know I feel it at the stream with them dirty tongue. Yo, me burn them out.
Yeah, slow. Some group round here can them. I know I follow them. The church when we get on them. If them can't hang some shaft, we do so much good. And I see how evil them a do. So let's hang them. Why? As a woman start breed. Man I give them money fi go doctor gun yam them. Cash flow. This a go be your next handsome.
Illuminati. Had it some big idea. Have to get to you. Tell my stress. I'ma burn them out. Burn them out. And I watch out filthy things from the mouth. You me burn them out. Illuminati. a pick of the day. Have to get to you to my street. So I burn them out, burn them out. I know what shot from the mouth, so I burn them out. Ooh. Whoa. Mm-mm.
The last song, this me a go vice. Because Babylon, good a want take me vice.
Illuminati, and it's a pick of the day. I forget to use my stress, I'ma burn them out, I know I chat filthy things. From the mouth, I'ma burn them out, I'ma burn them out.